Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Pingala Parvata Parapare, Pingala Parvata Parapare, Kalachatarabhakita Ji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Andale Tirabhavana Sujiya, Andale Tirabhavana Sujiya, Guru Beta Punita Ji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Mehma Sadhu Sangaki, Mehma Sadhu Sangaki, Sune Omere Mitaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Mela koi kot agahare, Mela koi kot agahare, Nirmala bechitaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Esi Bhagata Govindaki, Esi Bhagata Govindaki, Kita Hasati Jitaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Jojo Kino Apano, Jojo Kino Apano, Tissa Abedana Ditaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Singa Belai Hoegio, Singa Belai Hoegio, Trinamera Dakitaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Shramakarate Dame Adiko, Shramakarate Dame Adiko, Te Gyane Danitaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Kavanak Badai Kahesako, Kavanabadai Kahesako, Be Anta Gunitaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Karakirpa Moe Nam Deo, Karakirpa Moe Nam Deo, Nanakadar Sritaji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita, Santa Dime Maji, Sunalemita, Sunalemita.
The poor one, exhausted from hard work, can become rich and learned. What praise can we say about you, as you have limitless qualities? Listen, O friend, to the glory of the saints. A reminder that Saturday, February 8th, there will be a one-day meditation retreat celebrating Master Kirpal Singh's birth, February 6th, 1894. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings, and schedules can be picked up at the book table in the big house. Local initiates who plan to take meals at the ashram are requested to please let us know, and there's a sign-up sheet also at the book table. Second, please reserve the two spots near the hall for those who must park there. As always, leave Ashram Road open as well, as it needs to be accessible for snowplows and emergency vehicles. And finally, anyone who's able to stay after satsang today and help with the workday, which involves cleaning, is welcome to stay for lunch. Picking up in the early letters of Baba Sawan Singh to his American disciples, as published in the book Spiritual Gems, this is letter number 145. Sawan Singh writes, "I have received your letters and also your pamphlet, The Religion of Nature. I am glad you took the earliest opportunity to go to the Bronx and that you got the initiation. Now you may consider that your outward inquiry as to what is truth and where it resides and how to get at it is over. The net result of your inquiry is the truth is within you, and you have to go within yourself to get it. You have heard the sound enough in its very feeble form. That should give you a start. The outward inquiry is over, and the inward search should commence." The first essential thing is concentration, bringing the scattered and scattering attention in the eye focus. It is the attention or sense of feeling, mind, and so forth, no matter what name you give it, for at this stage it is a combination of all, that is to see and hear within, just as it is seeing and hearing outwardly now. The same force which is working in the world outside, through eyes, ears, and so forth, is to work within, through the inner eye and the inner ear, in the inner worlds. Like the switching off and on of an electrical current from one aperture to another, we should be able to switch off and on our attention from the physical material world or the physical body to the inner finer world and the inner finer or astral body. The attention, like the current, is the same, but it is to work in different spheres. Collection and holding of the attention at the eye focus is to switch it off from the physical world and the physical body. When this is achieved, concentration is complete. We should then be entirely cut off from the material world and our own material body, but conscious within. Because our attention has been running wild outwardly from the eye focus, not only during our present life since our birth, but in our previous lives also, so to hold it at the eye focus is an arduous uphill task. The habit of staying out from the focus has become second nature. But there is no reason why we should not be able to overcome a habit. It only needs effort and determination. You may have observed that this attention is not permanently attached to any material object in this world. From childhood onward, it has had its likes and dislikes. At one time, it is attached to friends, at another to family, and so on. It has not stuck to one thing. Herein lies the remedy. The attention is detachable. So what we do in our method of concentration is to place that attention place our attention on the vision of the inner worlds. By repeatedly putting those scenes before it, we bring it again and again into the focus. We are substituting the visions of the inner worlds in place of the outer and material world. Jyotnarenjan, for example, when remembered, suggests the idea of candlelight and bell sound inside the eye focus. Similarly, with other names. The five names thus give us the main features of the path within. And when we remember these, we are, in a way, bringing our attention onto the inner path. It is only a matter of effort, longing, determination, and persistence in the face of failure when this switching of the attention from the external, material world onto the inner worlds will become easy and a matter of routine. Sticking to the eye focus is essential. The mind will often run away, and when you find it has run away, bring it back into the focus. Sometimes sleep intervenes. Sleep only means that the mind was withdrawn from the external world, but we did not stick to the focus, and instead the attention sank down to the lower focus, the throat or navel. So bring it up again to the eye focus. If one sticks to the focus, then the mind, which runs wild in the beginning, slowly and slowly quiets down, and it begins to feel as if sticking to the eye focus is not an unnatural thing. The current from the body then slowly begins to move towards the focus. The body should not be disturbed from its posture. The first withdrawal is from the extremities, the arms and legs. If the practice is prolonged, the body, the whole trunk, will lose the current which will collect at the eye focus. Then one will be conscious within, but unconscious of one's own body, what to say of the external world. When you have stuck to this posture for as long as you could and wish to change as a necessity, assume the posture in which the sound is to be heard. Still sticking to the focus, try to catch the sound, but do not leave the focus. The attention from the body below the eyes will also be withdrawn towards the focus. As this process is followed, you will feel the withdrawal of the current. When the current is withdrawn to the focus, one is unconscious of the body, but is fully conscious within. Some gaze on a statue or idol or picture, or a dot on a wall, or the tip of the nose. Now, all these things are external to oneself. The attention will be concentrated where one holds it long enough. Having succeeded in concentration on external objects, the next step is to bring it within. So why not start from within? The sound current starts from the eye focus. As long as the eye focus is not reached, the sound current is not audible. The moment one reaches the eye focus, he must hear the sound. The sound never stops. It is the attention that does not reach there. If a thing is lying on the roof of one's house, he cannot get it unless he goes up to the roof. The soul is covered by mind and matter. We are a combination of soul, mind, and matter. At present, we are mostly matter, feebly mind, and imperceptibly soul. Our state is like that of iron covered by rust and then by mud. In this state, iron does not behave as iron and is not attracted by a magnet. Our attention does not catch the sound current because the attention is saturated with matter or the world of matter. When we will reach the eye focus, we will have washed away all matter and we will be fit to catch the current. Reaching the eye focus is a prerequisite to catching the current. Our attention is sticking to the body and the world, to the body and the world, like a fine silk cloth entangled in a prickly, thorny shrub. if one were to pull that cloth forcibly, it would be torn to pieces. But if one sits by patiently and disentangles it from pricks or thorns, bit by bit, one can succeed in removing the silk cloth intact. If you pull out a single hair from the body, you feel the pain or the pull because the attention is there. No violent act will withdraw the attention. Withdrawal should be done gently. Any act, therefore, that will make the attention stick to matter tenaciously should be avoided. Discarding the sensual desires from the mind and being good, pure-minded, and honest in dealing with others loosens the connection of the attention from the world. Concentration is the goal. Any act that assists in the achievement of this goal of concentration is right, and all those that keep the attention away from the focus are wrong actions. The nearer we are to concentration or the focus, the nearer we are to the light. Light, like sound, is already within us. It never goes out. Only we do not reach the place where light is. The light is inside the focus, and we are outside. Says Guru Nanak, the cure of all ills is the word. Let us therefore go within the focus to catch the word. Proceed patiently. The current should leave the body slowly. What to say of light? You will see innumerable worlds within, which you will cross on your way. The five stages about which you have been told are the main stations on the road. In loose terminology, everything within the eye focus is called Brahmanda. The part near to this side of the focus is often called Anda. Any number of subdivisions in Anda and Brahmanda may be mentioned. Strictly speaking, the body, including the part below the eye focus, may be divided into five parts. 1. Pinda, the part below the eyes. 2. Anda, from the eye focus up to the beginning of Trikuti, which has been given to you as the second stage. Brahmanda, from the top of Trikuti up to the border of Daswandwar. Parbrahm, from the bottom of Daswandwar to the top of Banvargupta. And lastly, Satchkhand and the stages above it. Satchkhand and the stages above it constitute the pure spiritual region. This is the only unchangeable part. Brahmanda, Anda, and Pinda are changeable and therefore perishable. Leaving the pure spiritual region aside, the remaining parts, Brahmanda, Anda, and Pinda, are related to one another as the image is related to the object. Anda is the reflection of Brahmanda, and Pinda is the reflection of Anda. Just as the sun and its reflection in water and the reflection on a wall from the surface of water are all related to one another. The sun is above in the sky with all its magnificence and power. The image in the water has the appearance of the sun, but has lost much of its magnificence. The reflection on the wall is only a hazy patch of light, distorted and devoid of glory. Pinda is a copy of Anda, and Anda is a copy of Brahmanda. The so-called man is thus a copy of the copy, leaving aside the pure spirit. You may have seen in books the points and pictures describing the six lotuses in Pinda, the part below the eye focus. It is unnecessary to go into this in detail, for it will serve no useful purpose. Suffice it to say that these six lotuses are the reflection of the corresponding six lotuses or centers of Anda, which are in turn the reflection of the six centers of Brahmanda. Just to give you an idea of how the corresponding centers in Pinda, Anda, and Brahmanda resemble one another, like the sun and its images, The lowest center in pinda is at the rectum, with red color and four petals. The corresponding center in anda is the lowest center just above the eyes, with red color and four petals. The corresponding center in brahmanda is trikuti, with red color and four petals. The red sun of trikuti is reflected in the four-petaled lotus of antakaran, just above the eyes, and this in turn is reflected down at the rectum as the dull red-colored four-petaled lotus. The majority of systems of concentration start from the rectum and then slowly work up the attention to the eye focus. Some start from the heart center and then slowly work up to the eye center. For in the case of ordinary men, the headquarters of attention is not the eye, but the heart. Man rises to the eye center only when thinking deeply and again sinks down below the eye. Dream and sleep states are caused by the attention sinking below the eye focus. Sant Mat, or the system of the saints, starts with concentration from the eye focus. They do not concentrate at any center below the eyes. The argument is simple. Man is normally working from the heart center. With some effort, he rises above the center momentarily to do some deep thinking, and in relaxation goes back to the heart center. So man is sitting at the middle of the mountain, whose base is the rectum and the top is the eye, and the heart is the midway point. Going down to the rectum and then coming up is a waste of time and energy. So saints straight away put the eye focus as the first goal to reach the top. There is a natural capacity in man to rise up to the eyes, although he does not stick to it. This last thing is the only drawback. Saints, therefore, remove the drawback by repeatedly going up to the eye focus, and the eye focus by practice becomes the headquarters of attention. Changing the headquarters of attention upward is going towards the light, step by step. Power lies in concentration, no matter at what center it is concentrated. But the higher the center, the greater the power, and the greater the peace. Entering and sticking to any center in pinda or parts below the eyes is a study of the reflection of reflections, and saints have discarded entering into pinda. They sit at the eye focus, withdraw the current up to this center, and start off to anda and brahmanda. Practice and actual experience gained in doing the process of concentration will automatically remove some of your doubts and difficulties. Please bear in mind that there is no strain to be put on the eyes. It is not the material eye that sees within, for that is an organ like other organs, which connects us with the external material world. Your master or guru is within you, at the eye focus, ready to receive you, and is waiting your arrival. He is always within you. You can see him there by going into the eye focus. He will answer all your questions, and you will not stand in need of any outside agency. Your pamphlet, The Religion of Nature, is very good, and you may give it out to the world. The world will benefit by it. But you will be well advised if you do not attempt another for some time till you have actually seen something within and acquired first-hand knowledge. Please write again after storing energy. And letter 146, Baba Sawan Singh writes, I quite agree with you when you say, quote, I feel that I can lift no higher than I can reach. Self-study is essential, therefore. To study the self, it will have to be isolated first from the material and ethereal coverings and from its connections with the outside world. We are attached to the world through our attention. If we succeed in holding our attention within us, our connection with the world is cut off and we are independent of it for the time being. Similarly, if we hold our attention in the brain or in the third eye, our connection with the lower part of the body will be cut off and we will be independent of the body for the time being. So far, we do it daily, although the duration is small. When after doing our duty, we return home, we have cut off our connection with the external world and narrowed down our sphere to the house only. When from the drawing room we retire to our own room, we have temporarily cut off our connection with the household. When we are about to sleep and our eyes are drowsy, our attention has contracted towards the eyes and left the extremities of the body. So far, we are conscious. However, the attention does not stay in the eyes, but by habit goes down from the eye focus, leaving us unconscious or semi-conscious. The lower it goes from the brain, the duller it becomes, and finally, we lie sleeping and unconscious. Now, if we had held this attention in the eyes, we would have remained conscious. And if we could raise it above the eye focus within ourselves, we would be super conscious within, in the new world, which is separate from the physical world and the physical body, with which we are not attached but are cut off for the time being. We have thrown off one covering, the coarse material sheath, from the self. When the attention returns to the body and from there to the home and the world, we step by step are reconnected with the world. If the holding of the attention at the eye focus could be prolonged, we could remain connected with the inner world for longer periods and correspondingly disconnected from the material world. To remain connected with the outside world has become second nature by habit. To loosen this connection or to change this habit requires time and effort. It is a slow process. Violent methods do not succeed here. The attention is to be diverted and second nature is to be altered. When one succeeds in holding the attention undisturbed at the eye focus, the word or the sound current, though audibly feeble, even before the eye focus is reached, begins to attract the attention as a magnet draws iron. This current is the royal road that leads the attention onwards. This current is life. It is the essence. It is within us. It is for us. Christ spoke of this current as the Word. Muhammad called it Kalma. Saints have given it various names. It is the basis of all religions. The difference lies in the extent to which the founders of various religions followed it. Socrates said, "Know thyself." Christ separated himself from its coverings and could do it at will. It was a practical course with him. The present-day philosophy is theoretical only. It is more inclined to tackle world problems and ignore the practical study of the self, and that is why it does not succeed in solving its problems. Self-study is an individual study. Man came alone into this world and will leave alone. When he has solved the problems of coming and going for himself, then he may help others in this line. Those are letters number 145 and 146 in Spiritual Gems, the letters of Baba Sawan Singh to American disciples. Continuing to read in Master Kirpal Singh's book, The Night is a Jungle, which is a collection of a dozen or so talks, satsangs that Master Kirpal Singh gave. We are starting today the talk, O Mind, Listen for Once. Master Kirpal says, Master Kirpal says, You may call it the heart, or you may call it the mind, but through its hands, people are selling themselves. Under the control of mind, one remains but a man of the world, for mind is not made of consciousness, but of matter. Each and everything has its source and is naturally drawn to that. You can demonstrate this for yourself by throwing a ball of clay in the air as far as your strength will allow, yet it will return to its own source, the earth. Or you can try to keep a flame upside down. It will not burn downward, but will rise upward, for its source is the sun. Anyone whose soul is under the mind's influence and control becomes an image of the mind, for he forgets his true self. We call this ego, or I-hood, for one thinks, I am everything. Yet one does not know that true I. If one has forgotten one's true self, then who is it that will realize the Lord? The heart is a huge ocean of unlimited waves of desire, rising and falling, and many great swimmers have drowned in it. It is impossible to cross this ocean without a very wise boatman. The ocean of heart cannot be crossed without the competent one. Maharishi Vasishtha said to Lord Rama, O Rama, if someone tells you that the rivers have stood still, you may perhaps believe it. Or if someone says that the heat has left the fire, you may also believe this. But if a person declares that he has controlled his mind, never believe this until you have seen it with your own eyes. All masters stress that one should know oneself, for having identified ourselves with the mind, which in turn has identified itself with the senses, indeed complete forgetfulness has taken place. Birth after birth, the soul thrashes itself to pieces at the hands of the mind, and as long as the mind does not emancipate itself from the senses, and the soul gain freedom from the mind, and come to know itself in truth, it is impossible to know God. One great master says that if you are willing to make a strong resolution to realize the Lord, then put one foot on your mind to make it still, and without any effort, the next step will take you to your beloved. To win the mind is to win the world. You will find that even great rishis and munis have suffered through the mind. The important thing is to make it understand the true facts, for this life is but a few days. No one has ever lived here permanently, nor ever will. To sacrifice one's spiritual future just for a few days dancing to the mind's tune, is this intelligent? The masters try to help us to see the true facts and bring our attention to the soul, that we are soul, the indweller of the physical body. This world is not our world. O beloved soul, your true home is above the illusion. You have burdened yourself with illusion's company. It is said also, yours is the caste of Satnam. My Satguru used to say that the soul's marriage should have taken place with an emperor, but instead she became attached to a garbage collector. For the whole time she is submerged in dirt and filth. What is there to enjoy under the senses' influence but filth upon filth? The dirt comes out from all orifices of the body, and even the pores exude a perspiration which smells unpleasant. So what can we call him who forever remains in his body but a garbage collector? We have forgotten who we truly are. We should feel ashamed to hear the words of the one master who says, O soul, you are a dweller of high regions. Why are you stuck in the mire of mud and water? The mind is difficult to understand, for its net is strong and it has many departments. There is the pinned or physical mind lost in the outer enjoyments. Then And and Brahmand, the astral and causal mind. If one transcends all three, one realizes who one is. Mind is no small thing, and it is not easy to conquer. But we should start by changing its direction. While its face remains turned toward the worldly things, the soul will be worldly. But if the mind turns around and faces the soul will become spiritual. We must turn the mind around. Like fire, it is a good servant, but a bad master. While you are in control, fire can do any amount of work for you. It will drive machines or cook your food and many other things, but when out of control, it can consume you to ashes. You may remember the story of the man who was given a genie as a present and was told at the time that the genie would do all his work for him, but was not to be allowed to remain idle, for it would eat him up. After one or two days, all the work was finished, and not knowing what to do, the man consulted a great Mahatma. The Mahatma advised him to erect a strong pole and order the genie to continue climbing up and down the pole until told to stop. It illustrates that a vacant mind is the home of the devil, and if left vacant, it will devise some mischief or other. To fully control it, Nam is the only solution. In the Quran, it is said that he who has recognized the beat of his mind has recognized his God. Many great rishis, munis, and mahatmas have remained in the domain of the mind's illusion, causal or astral. Only the saints, the true masters, succeed in unraveling the mystery by going beyond the mind and therefore gaining the knowledge of how the mind tricks the soul into miserable, unending imprisonment in this world. As I speak on this subject, a certain hymn of Swamiji comes to mind, in which he has described with great beauty the tribulations of the soul and the mind. I have never taken this hymn up before. Listen attentively, for the masters open up the subject with deep clarity. Swamiji says, "O mind, listen to my words." If any man looks into his heart, he will have to admit, if he is honest, that his heart is filled with unhappiness through the mind's dominance, yet he knows no remedy for it. If you know that somebody is stealing your money, one way of controlling the situation is to praise his honesty in work and make him your treasurer. Swamiji advises us to make a friend of the mind. It is our cruel enemy which will go on tormenting our life, but by making friends with it, we take the first step toward gaining the desired control. If one makes friends with an enemy, he may not immediately cease his enmity, but it will lessen the lengths of his cruelty. In this way, there are chances of his becoming stilled, during which time you will be more awakened. Here the soul is pleading to the mind. Just listen to one word of mine. You are unhappy and I am unhappy. Listen, and you will gain peace as well as I. After all, the mind is rarely happy. Do we not say so often, "Oh, my heart is so sad"? When we are restless, he is also restless. So this is an appeal from the soul, asking the mind to listen carefully. Swamiji, I have been thy slave birth after birth, and you have been my Lord. From the day we were separated from God and came into creation, I have been your slave and have ever danced to whatever tune you chose. I have always been completely yours. Please listen to me for once. I did not even obey God's word or the Guru's. But whatever you ordered, I obeyed. I read page upon page of holy scriptures, But I threw them all away and turned my face away from the Lord just to obey you. Never once did I become God's servant. Never once did I serve the guru. I served only you. So today I pray you, listen to me. Swamiji, you are called the Lord of the three regions, wherein even the gods are your disciples. You are the Lord of the physical, astral, and causal regions. You are the master there, with control over all the gods and goddesses. If you read authoritative books on the subject, you will find that the mind's orders are carried out on every plane. He is a great Lord, and all due respect is paid to him. Even when you rise above the physical form, you are still under his orders. Andi, or the astral mind, and then also in the causal plane, you are under the Brahmandi mind. It is his habit to again and again bring about your downfall. If the gods and goddesses bow down to him, what is the poor condition of man? Swamiji says, Rishi Muni, all are under your orders. Renouncer and righteous alike are in your territory. You are not even aware of what you are before transcending all three regions. The gods and goddesses are anxious to get the human form, and it means only that the human form is the highest in all creation due to its great spiritual possibilities. But man, who has been given this desirable boon, is selling himself to the mind. But who cannot say that it is entirely his own fault, poor thing? O Nanak, the mind can be controlled, but only through his full mercy. When God showers all his mercy and takes the soul above all three regions, then the mind is powerless. Up to this point, the danger from the mind remains to lead the poor soul astray. We'll stop there, and we have been listening to a tape, satsang, from September 1987, a talk given while a group was in India. Last week, the tape ended. Sanchi had told the story of how he picked up some dirt from the footstep where Master Kripal had been walking in front of him. He thought Master Kripal wasn't looking. But as he said, the masters have many eyes and they know everything. So he was caught by Master Kripal. And when Master Kripal asked him what he was doing, he said from his heart, he was accustomed to singing poetry. And it came out. He said, I feel like grabbing the fresh dust from that place where you have stepped. Oh, my beloved, the arrow of your five Shabads has pierced my heart.
खिन मनुआ तिल ना डुलावे गो जानक जानक बैठे सिंहासन नौ मुनि तूर ले लावे गो नानक कृपा कर ठाकुर मैं दासन दास करावेगू।
आप परमात्मा देगे फरियाद कर दे है कि हे परमात्मा तू कृपा कर दया कर मेनू अपने दासां दा दास बनाई रखी अपने प्यारियां दा भी प्यारा बनाई रखी।
He makes a request to Almighty Lord. He says that, O Lord, you shower grace on me, have mercy on me, and always make me the dear ones of your beloved. Always make me the slave of your slaves. Okay, please make the line, do not leave anything here.
And the next tape in the rotation is a talk, Karma's Paid, Karma's Lifted, which was given 21st May 1988 in Caracas, Venezuela.
Tulsi. ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਧਨ ਦਾਰਾ ਸੁਤ ਲੱਛਮੀ ਪਾਪੀ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਹੋਏ ਸੰਤ ਸਮਾਗਮ ਹਰ ਕਥਾ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਦੁਰਲਭ ਦੋਏ.
ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਈਵਨ ਦ ਸਿਨਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਦੀ ਵੈਲਥ ਸਨ ਵਾਈਵਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਜ਼ ਬਟ ਓ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਰ ਦ two precious things which not everyone gets.
Tulsi Sahib dice que incluso los pecadores, ellos tienen la riqueza, la esposa y los hijos, pero él dice, oh Tulsi, el encontrar a un maestro y hacer la devoción del Nam, no todas las personas pueden hacer esto.
Sant Mahatma di, na ta roche ki vidya hundi hai, na pyanak hundi hai, yatharath vidya hundi hai. ਨਾ ਤੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਰਕਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਡਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸਵਰਗਾਂ ਦਾ ਲਾਲਚ ਹੀ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਜੋ ਕਰਮ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਭੋਗਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਯੁੱਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਧਰਮ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਹੈ ਔਰਤ ਕਰਮ ਕਰੇ ਔਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਭੋਗਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਪਤੀ ਕਰੇ ਪਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਭੋਗਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ
ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਰ ਨੀਦਰ ਐਂਟਰਟੇਨਿੰਗ ਨੋਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਇੰਟੀਮੀਟੇਰੀ
ਲਾਸ ਐਨਸੈਂਸਾਂ ਦੇ ਲੋਸ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਨੀ ਸੋਨ ਪਰਾ digamos divertirnos ni tampoco son para asustarnos.
Their teachings are the reality because they neither give us any hope of taking us to the heavens, nor they intimidate us from the fires of the hells.
Las enseñanzas de los maestros ni nos dan la esperanza de ir a los cielos, ni tampoco nos intimidan de que vamos a ir al infierno.
They lovingly tell us that we will have to study the religion of the age we are in. The religion of this present age is the devotion of Nam.
Ellos nos dicen que tenemos que aprender o estudiar la religión de la edad en la que estamos viviendo y en esta edad presente la religión es la devoción del Nam.
They also tell us that no matter who does the karma in this age, he will have to suffer its consequences.
Ellos nos dicen que no importa en esta edad quién haga el karma, esa misma persona tendrá que sufrir las consecuencias.
If a man does the karma, he has to suffer the consequences. If a woman does the karma, he has to suffer the consequences of his own karma.
Si un hombre realiza un karma, él tiene que pagar sus consecuencias. Si lo realiza una mujer, ella tiene que pagar las consecuencias de ello.
Guru Nanak kende ya, jo bija so ugva.
Guru Nanak Sahib said that whatever you have sown, you will have to reap that, and all the souls will have to harvest what they have sown.
El Guru Nanak Sahib dice que aquello que has sembrado, eso cosecharás, y todo aquello que han sembrado las almas, ellas mismas recibirán lo que han sembrado.
Pyareo, asi akhaan naal dekh ke vi sachai nu nahi mandege, phir vi asi kehne hai ke asi inna cheezan te vishwas nahi karde. ਅੰਦਰਲੇ ਨਰਕ ਜਾਂ ਸਵਰਗ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ 'ਤੇ ਨਰਕ ਸਵਰਗ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਛੀਆਂ ਸਿਹਤਾਂ ਹਨ ਧਨੀ ਹਨ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤੁਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਨਾਲ ਅੱਛੀ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਜੇ ਔਰ ਗਰੀਬੀ ਨਾਲ ਘੋਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਈ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਹਨ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸਬਰ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਪਾਸ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਹੈ? ਸਿਰਫ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਨਤੀਜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬੁਰੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਬੇਰੁਜ਼ਗਾਰੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਅੱਛੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਇਨਾਮ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਤਨੀ ਅੱਛਾ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਹੋਣ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Dear ones, we do not believe in even in those things which we see with our own eyes.
Mis amados, nosotros ni siquiera creemos en aquellas cosas que vemos con nuestros propios ojos.
When we will go to the inner hells and heavens, then we will go through the sufferings and will enjoy the enjoyments in the heavens over there. But even on this world, on this plane, we can see the hells and heavens.
Pero nosotros cuando vayamos hacia adentro y allá veamos los infiernos y los cielos, allá cuando vayamos hasta allá gozaremos de los dolores o padeceremos de los dolores o gozaremos de las alegrías, pero inclusive en esta tierra nosotros podemos ver los cielos y el infierno.
You know that they are also the men who have very good health, who have very good intellect, who are living very comfortable and happy life in this world.
Ustedes saben que ellos también son hombres quienes están gozando de una buena vida aquí, que tienen un intelecto bueno, que tienen muchas cosas en este mundo.
And even they are the men, the human beings, who do not have a good intellect, who do not have a good health, those who cannot even move their body themselves.
Y ustedes saben que aquellos también son hombres o seres humanos quienes no tienen un intelecto bueno, que no pueden ni siquiera mover su propio cuerpo.
They have all sorts of difficulties and uncomfort, unhappinesses in this world.
Tienen todo tipo de les falta todo tipo de comodidades en este mundo.
I get to see almost all kinds of people in this world, and when they tell me about their miseries, their difficulties, their pains and problems, then I have to just sit there patiently seeing them and talking to them.
Yo he tenido la oportunidad de ver a todo tipo de gente que viene a entrevistarse conmigo, y yo veo a aquellas personas que me cuentan acerca de su miseria, de su dolor, de sus penas, y yo tan simplemente me quedo sentado allí con paciencia.
Why it is so that some people are enjoying good health and they are living a comfortable life, whereas the other people are living a very miserable life?
Porque es que algunas personas están gozando de una buena salud y tienen una vida cómoda, mientras que otras personas no tienen buena salud y tienen muchos dolores.
Dear ones, it is only because of their own karmas of the past lifetimes that they are enjoying or suffering the consequences of their good or bad deeds.
Mis amados, eso se debe únicamente a sus propios karmas del pasado, si ellos ahora están gozando de las buenas acciones o si están sufriendo los dolores.
Getting of the good health, living a comfortable life, having a good intellect are like the rewards which we get for the good deeds which we have done in the past lifetime.
El tener una buena salud, el tener un intelecto bueno y el vivir digamos una vida cómoda, esos son los resultados de haber realizado buenos karmas en la vida pasada.
The punishment for our bad deeds are having the bad health, not living a comfortable life, and having all kinds of difficulties.
El castigo por las malas acciones es no tener una buena salud, no tener una vida cómoda y no tener un intelecto bueno.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਰਾਜ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਿਆਂ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਬਦਲਾ ਚੁਕਾਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦਿਆਲ ਦੇ ਰਾਜ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਆਫ ਕਾਲ ਔਰ ਦਾ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਜਸਟਿਸ, ਹੂਸੋਐਵਰ ਡਸ ਦਾ ਡੀਡ ਵੈਦਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਔਰ ਬੈਡ, he has to suffer or enjoy its consequences.
El maestro Kirpal decía que en el reino de Kalo, el poder negativo, existe la justicia, y quien quiera que haga una buena acción o una mala acción tiene que recibir la consecuencia de ello.
Whereas in the kingdom of the positive power, there is the forgiveness and the blessings.
Mientras que en el reino del poder positivo existe las bendiciones y la misericordia.
ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਗਰਦਨ ਕੱਟਦਾ ਉਹਦੀ ਗਰਦਨ ਕੱਟੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਲੱਤ ਵੱਢਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਤ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਬਦਲਾ ਚੁਕਾਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਖ ਕੱਢਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਬਦਲਾ ਚੁਕਾਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਿਹਾ ਜੈਸਾ ਕੋਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਵੈਸਾ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਅੰਗ ਭੰਗ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਦੀ ਹੋਲੀ ਬੁੱਕ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮੁਸਲਿਮਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੂ ਕੱਟਸ ਦਾ ਨੈਕ ਆਫ ਸਮਵਨ ਹਿਜ਼ ਨੈਕ ਗੈਟਸ ਕੱਟ।
En el libro sagrado de los musulmanes está escrito que aquel que corta el cuello de alguien, su propio cuello es cortado.
If you have cut someone's leg, you have to pay back with your leg.
Si han cortado la pierna de alguien, ustedes tienen que pagar con su propia pierna.
An eye for the eye and the tooth for the tooth is a principle.
Ojo por ojo y diente por diente, este es un principio.
So it means that one has to pay back in the same way, even through the same part of the body, if he has hurt or killed someone.
Esto quiere decir que uno tiene que pagar con la misma parte del cuerpo si uno ha herido a otra persona. Uno tiene que pagar de la misma forma como uno hirió a otra persona.
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਖੁੱਲੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਰਚਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੇ ਰਚਨਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਬੇਲੋਗਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਇਹਦੀ ਉਹ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਹਦੀ ਰਖਵਾਲੀ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੂਜ਼ ਇਨਰ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਓਪਨਡ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਸਮ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲੈਫਟ ਇਟ ਅਨਅਟੈਂਡਡ He himself nourishes, takes care of this creation.
Los mahatmas cuyos ojos están abiertos, ellos dicen que aquel poder que ha manifestado esta creación o quien la ha creado, después de crearla, él no se ha ido, sino que él está aquí presente y él nutre y él sostiene esa creación.
Har mulk di aapo apni sarkar hundi hai. Oh sarkar ne aap de mulk de andar har prakar de mehkme khade kite hunde hai. Har ik nu ohdi yogta ansar. ਅਧਿਕਾਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਭੁਗਤਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਮੁਕਰਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਦੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਈ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਧਰਮਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੇ ਦੋ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਚਿੱਤਰ ਔਰ ਗੁਪਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਉਹ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰਾਤ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਦਾ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਇੱਕ ਖੱਬੀ ਸਾਈਡ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ
ਐਵਰੀ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਇਟਸ ਓਨ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਡ ਦ ਡਿਪਾਰਟਮੈਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਕੁਆਲੀਫਿਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਆਫੀਸਰਸ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਦੈਮ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਟੂ ਐਡਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਦ ਕੰਟਰੀ
Todos los países tienen sus propios gobiernos y cada gobierno ha hecho sus departamentos y según la capacidad de las personas, ellos dan los cargos a las personas de que se encarguen de las cosas en cada departamento.
In the same way, the negative power has authorized or appointed the Lord of Judgment to keep the account of the deeds of all the souls in this world.
De la misma manera, el poder negativo ha encargado al Señor del Juicio para que mantenga la cuenta de todas las cosas que se hacen en este mundo.
He does not have enmity towards anyone and he is not the friend of anyone.
Él no es enemigo con nadie ni tampoco es amigo de nadie.
He has two powers who work for him. One is called Chitra, other is called Gupta. One keeps the account of the deeds which are done in the night time and one keeps the account of the deeds which are done in the morning time, in the daytime.
Él tiene dos, digamos, agentes que trabajan para él. Uno es llamado Chitra y el otro Gupta. Y ellos, uno está encargado de las acciones que se hacen durante el día y el otro está encargado de las acciones que se hacen durante la noche.
One is on the left side and the other one is on the right side.
Uno está al lado izquierdo y el otro está al lado derecho.
Jo naam di kamai karde hai, shabad di kamai karde hai, guru di sharan vich chale jande hai, unna da saap ਗੁਰੂ ਕੋਲੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਚਿੱਤਰ ਗੁਪਤ ਅੱਖ ਉਠਾ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਉਦੋਂ ਦੇਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਮ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ ਐਟ ਹਿਸ ਫੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਅਕਾਊਂਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕੈਪਟ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਬੋਥ ਦਿਸ ਚਿਤਰਾ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਪਤਾ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਈਵਨ ਡੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ
ਅਕੇਜਾ ਪਰਸੋਨਾ ਕੇ ਆਸੇ ਲਾ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਲ ਨਾਮ ਅਕੇਜਾ ਪਰਸੋਨਾ ਕੇ ਆਈਡੋ ਅਦੋਂਦੇ ਅਲ ਮਾਇਸਟਰੋ ਈ ਸੇ ਆਰ ਰਿਫੂਜੀਆਡੋ ਇਨ ਐਲ ਈ ਆਸੇ ਲਾ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਲ ਨਾਮ Estos dos poderes de Chitra y Gupta, ellos ni siquiera se pueden atrever a acercarse a un discípulo del maestro.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde si ke kaal da saap kitab har ik nu dena penda hai. Kaal ik ratti pe rehat nahi karda ga. Chahe guru chukaye asaap sevak da, chahe sevak uthaye, uthauna zarur penda hai.
Master Savan Singh ji used to say that negative power does not give any concession as far as paying of the karmas is concerned, whether the master pays of the karmas or the disciple, but the karmas which are done in his domain has to be paid off.
El maestro Savan Singh decía que el poder negativo o kal, él no hace ninguna concesión en lo que se refiere a los karmas, ya sea que el maestro los pague o los pague el discípulo, pero cualquier karma que se haya hecho en su dominio, cualquier acción que se haya hecho en su dominio tiene que ser pagado.
Dharma Raja eh vi swatantra hai.
Our final bhajan is bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj on page 154. Dandan Satguru. Hail, hail to my Satguru who reunites the separated ones. I have seen the Master who is exactly like what I had heard of him. He reunites the separated ones. He saves the soul at the court of God and reunites the separated ones. He makes us meditate on the Nam of God. He cuts the disease of ego and reunites the separated ones. Nanak says, God makes those meet the Satguru whose union is preordained from Sach Khand. Hail, hail to my Satguru who reunites the separated ones. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Jesa satguru sunida. Jesa satguru sunida. Te so hi medit jera vichariya nu melda. Te so hi medit jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Vichariya mele prabhu. Vichariya mele prabhu. Hari darga kabasita jera vichariya nu melda. Hare dariga kabasita jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Hari namo mantra dardaida. Hari namo mantra dardaida. Kate home rog jera vichariya nu melda. Kate home rog jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. Nanak satguru tina milaya. Nanak satguru tina. Chinduro piya sanjoga jerda vichariya nu melda. Chinduro piya sanjoga jerda vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jerda vichariya nu melda. Dana dana satguru mera jera vichariya nu melda. He saves the soul at the court of the Lord of God and reunites the separated ones. He makes us meditate on the Nam of God. He cuts the disease of ego and reunites the separated ones. Hail, hail to my Satguru, who reunites the separated ones. May God continue to bless us all.